Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
This is the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Follow Buck on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Team Buck, welcome to the Freedom Hut. Great to have you with me here on a Friday, right before what will hopefully be a lovely weekend in the summer for all of you. I know things right now are a little crazy out there. I don't want you to worry. We're going to get through it all together because we're not a bunch of lunatic libs. They've gone mask mad again, as you know. We'll talk about it. COVID breakthrough infection panic is spreading. Plus, the Delta is very transmissible. We've known that for a while. CDC is saying the war has changed. Broadway theaters are going to require masks and vaccination proof before you can go in there. Outdoor masking may now again be a thing. There is just a craziness all across the liberal parts of this country and all across the Democrat media, because these people are authoritarians who have lost their minds. We will certainly dive into it momentarily. But in the meantime, carnivore trading. You need carnivore trading because Wall Street has been lying for years about how a measly few percent is a good return on stocks. It's really not. And that trading is so complicated, you need a financial advisor. You don't. All you need is carnivore trading, where guys like you and me and ladies are crushing it even when the market is tough. Carnivore Trading is an anonymous team of elite strategists. They're legends among Wall Street heavy hitters, and they've gone a little bit rogue. For the first time, they're inviting everyday folks like you and me to see and mirror their explosive trades. Sound too good to be true? Carnivore Trading will let you see the trades they're making right now for 2 weeks free. Go to GetOurTrades.com and use promo code BUCK for 2 free weeks. And if you join, you'll get Carnivore's industry-leading promise. You'll generate 3 times your fees after your annual paid subscription, or you'll get a 100% refund. Just go to this website, GetOurTrades.com, promo code BUCK, GetOurTrades.com, promo code BUCK. See website for guaranteed terms and conditions. Past performance, not a guarantee of future earnings. So how psycho are the libs when it comes to COVID now? I mean, really, where are we in all of this? You've got Washington, D.C. putting a mask mandate back into place this weekend. How many people have died in D.C. in the last 2 weeks of COVID? Two. two people in a city of about 750,000. And were those people young and healthy, or were they people who were older and already at risk from COVID? We don't get to know about that data. Stop asking questions, peasant. Just mask up. This is crazy town. We all know it. You can see it. I'm aware of it. This is absolutely bonkers. And it's not like they just got turned into such a bunch of wackadoos overnight. This is exactly what they've been all along, but now we can all see it. And that's why I just want to start off by saying no more. Non-compliance. Not going to play along. I walked into a coffee shop this morning that requires masks. Big sign on the door. Masks required. In New York City. You know what I did? I did not wear my mask. I'm not saying I'm some hero. All right. I'm not on the front lines of the Battle of Iwo Jima or something. I'm just saying enough's enough. They can try to force me. They can say you have to do this now. And then we can all make our decisions. But they're going to have to ask. Happy to see there are more and more people on the right now who are going with the mass non-compliance approach. Dan Crenshaw, good man out of Texas. Here he is on Fox last night.
And because I think the Democrats love to instill fear in the hearts of Americans. And I think Americans are really sick of this. They're over it. They're not going to comply. And you shouldn't comply with any more lockdowns, with any more mandates. None of it. Well, in the House, they're trying to fine us and jail us if we're not wearing a mask.
You know,
these people are crazy.
They are crazy. That's what they are. We have to say it. Let's not pretend anymore that there's anything else going on here other than libs being bonkers, because that's what's going on. They have been suffering from a mental illness, a mass hysteria, along with the actual spread of COVID for over a year now. They've watched too much MSNBC. It has burrowed into their brains now. They cannot deal with actual risk analysis. They cannot actually handle the real world around them. And if you're wondering how crazy it's getting, the Surgeon General of the United States, Vivek Murthy, has talked about how things are so different now, so they've got to change the guidance. We need masks again, et cetera, et cetera. Here he is.
Days about the Delta variant. We know that variant is highly transmissible, the most transmissible we've seen to date. We know that cases have more than quadrupled in recent weeks. But what we learned in recent days, Andrea, was that people who experience breakthrough infections with Delta are actually more able to transmit the infection to others compared to people who had breakthrough infections with other versions of COVID-19, like the Alpha variant. And it is that last piece in particular that was a really important linchpin here in the recommendations the CDC made yesterday. I know.
So can I just jump in here to say, you know what he leaves out? I swear to you that the people that are in charge of the COVID response in this Biden administration are so stupid. I don't care what their grades were in school or in med school. They're idiots. They cannot think critically. They cannot think realistically about human behavior, human nature, the realities of data. They can't do it. They're all so politicized. But notice he says that if you have a breakthrough infection with Delta, meaning breakthrough means that if you had the vaccination, you still get sick, you are more transmissible than you would have been if you had a breakthrough infection with, say, the Alpha variant. But guess what? It's still very, very unlikely that you would even have a breakthrough infection by the numbers. So why not point that out, too? Well, because they're just all having a giant orgy of panic right now. That's what's going on with all these libs, because the notion that we all get to go back to normal life and they can't tell you what to do all the time, they can't tell you where to go and who you can see and mask up, that actually unsettles them. Freedom is an enemy to collectivist authoritarians. They don't like your freedom. They don't want you to be in charge of your own life. They're better at being in charge of your life than you are.
You know, we don't want to go back to wearing masks again, but these masks are a layer of protection that will help us prevent spread at a time where we are seeing cases rise.
Masks don't work. We all have seen this now. Now, do they work maybe at, you know, 1% or 5%? Okay. But people act like, oh, my God, you don't have a mask on. I'm so in danger now. What am I going to do? That's completely nuts. I was wearing masks all the time because I had to for the first year of COVID. I still got sick. 100 million Americans still got sick. The whole thing was absurd. Absurd. These people are wrong. And they don't want to admit they're just not that smart.
And it's transmissible from a vaccinated person in a breakthrough case to a similarly vaccinated person who may be more challenged.
Speaking of not smart, Andrea Mitchell is an idiot.
Elderly have a problem with immunity.
So the people that we're most concerned about are the unvaccinated. For example, if you happen to have a lot of interaction with folks who are unvaccinated, let's say you're a parent like me who has young children at home who are not vaccinated, that's a circumstance where being extra cautious and wearing that mask, even if you are fully vaccinated, wearing it outside when you're in indoor public locations is an extra step to protecting those at home. I want to emphasize, though, that if you are vaccinated, the likelihood...
Okay. Notice he says, oh, you know, if you have unvaccinated children at home, you need to mask up. And then he said outside, but I guess he means outside the home in an indoor setting. It wasn't really that clear. But this is so dumb. This is so ridiculous. Children are fine. The chance of a breakthrough infection is low. But beyond that, even if there is a breakthrough infection, if you're talking about protecting kids, kids are fine with this. It does not kill children in any considerable percentage. So we can't live our lives ensconced in a bubble of safetyism. But this is what the libs want. And then we've got the other problem that's coming up now of, OK, how long do these vaccines really last? How good are these vaccines over the long run? And already it's starting to seem pretty clear to folks out there that the vaccines lose efficacy faster than thought. And it's starting to look more and more like they're actually a therapeutic instead of what's considered a true vaccine. And we're already talking about boosters. Pfizer is going for approval for a booster shot in August. And yet we're told that if you just get this, we'll all be so much better. Plus, we've got this old absurdity known as Joe Biden, who's the guy that we're all supposed to be listening to now. And I'm sorry, I can't handle all the stupidity that's coming out of this guy's mouth on a regular basis.
We've spent the last 6 months preparing for this possibility. The vaccines are highly effective. We have enough vaccine for everyone to get vaccinated. And thanks to the American Rescue Plan and the hard work of the American people, we've administered over 325 million vaccinations doses in the past 6 months. We have the tools to prevent this new wave of COVID from shutting down our businesses, our schools, our society, as we saw happen last year.
The fact that he's even talking about shutdowns, given that we have about 250 deaths a day nationwide from this right now, is just completely insane. I'm running out of adjectives that one could use to describe this. It's getting hard to find ways to talk about this without honestly just making it a big referendum on how the left has completely lost its mind. I mean, there's no normal political discourse when you're talking about people who think that Washington, D.C. should shut down because of two deaths in 2 weeks from a disease. Two. Not 20, not 200, two. And now New York City next week is going to have more mask guidance for de Blasio. And as I've been saying all along, the only way through this is to stop them. We need mass noncompliance on the mask issue, which means people have to be telling you very clearly, you put that mask on or else, and then you make your determination. That's what has to happen.
Did science not operate? No, it was obvious then, and it was obvious on the day that the oracle of the CDC spoke. that vaccines work, which is why every Democrat took their masks off. But fast forward to this week. The CDC issues a new proclamation. Apparently, according to the CDC, vaccines don't work anymore. That science thing, inoperative. We got more important things to worry about, like politics. As an aside, Mr. President, has there ever been an institution in American public life that has more discredited itself more rapidly than the CDC?
I don't think so. I think the CDC is a joke. I think the CDC has shown what a monstrous bureaucratic cluster it is. And now we have to sit around and pretend like these people have done a good job. They know what's actually happening. They know how to prevent things from getting worse. No intelligent person really believes this anymore. I mean, it's not possible to be able to think for yourself and sit around talking about how the CDC has been even moderately competent. I mean, even just a little bit okay. And then there's also the issue of whether or not there was a big lie told by Fauci from the beginning of this about the lab leak theory and all the rest of it.
But I think it's important that we make this point, that we make this argument. Lying to Congress is serious. Lying to the American people is serious. He still probably has more power and influence over what we do, whether we re-mask, whether we don't mask, whether we, you know, have to be 10 feet or 20 feet away from people. All of these edicts basically flow downhill from him. But the thing is, if he's been dishonest to us, I think we need to know. And if Dr.
I think we need to know as well. That was Rand Paul on Newsmax, again, speaking just basic sense here to people, just explaining to them how the whole thing is falling apart. The whole Fauciite absurdity is falling apart. Speaking of which, here is Dr. Fauci himself.
People should not be walking around with masks. Let me just state for the record that masks are not theater. Wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better.
And masks are protective. And we,
but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is.
There has not been any indication that putting a mask on and wearing a mask for a considerable period of time has any deleterious effects.
There are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course.
You do not need to wear a mask indoors if, in fact, you've been vaccinated. But good that you're vaccinated, but in a situation where you have people indoors, particularly crowded, you should wear a mask.
So even if you are vaccinated, you should wear a mask.
That if in fact you are vaccinated, fully vaccinated, you are protected, and you do not need to wear a mask outdoors or indoors.
When the children go out into the community, you want them to continue to wear masks.
You know, if you look at children outside, particularly when they're with the family, walking down the street, playing a game or what have you, don't have to wear a mask.
The Academy of Pediatric actually makes that recommendation that children should be wearing masks from 2 years old onward.
And you're asking now, if your child is a member of your household, can you walk outdoors with your child without a mask? According to that chart, the answer is yes.
But the child can't, not to beat it to death. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, the child, mask him up. Put a mask on the kid, double mask on the kid's face. Whatever happened to double masking? Remember when just about 6 months ago, that was, if you took the virus seriously, you had to double mask? Oh, you mean that they just make crap up as they go along here and there's no accountability and they are just full of it? Oh, yes, that is actually what's going on. We're going to get into roll call here in just a moment. I'll get to talk to you all about just, you know, what's going on here in the Freedom Hut, all kinds of good things going on there. But the Tunnel to Towers Foundation helps us keep our commitment to never forget. This year, the foundation is honoring Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children and catastrophically injured veterans and first responders with 200 mortgage-free homes. This is an incredible organization that's doing critical work to make sure that we, the American people, keep our promise to never forget those who fought in the war on terror, who served this country. Chairman and CEO of Tunnel to Towers, Frank Siller, is paying tribute to the fallen by walking from the Pentagon to Shanksville and onto Ground Zero, more than 500 miles through six states in 42 days, the month of August through 9/11. Towers of light are to shine at the Pentagon and Shanksville memorials in remembrance. The names of those we lost to 9/11-related illness are being read aloud at a ceremony on September 12th. And on Veterans Day, the names of those we lost in the war on terror will also be said out loud. Do good and help America to never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. T2T.org. Now let's get into some roll call, because we don't do as much roll call these days, and I always like to hear from all of you and get a chance to speak to you and weigh in and have a chat. So remember, facebook.com/Buck Sexton for our roll call purposes here. If you want to send me a message, it's a great way to do it, and please do. All right, here we go. Maria writes in, damn it, Buck, I just listened to yesterday, the Thursday podcast. I'm so ticked off, I can't even think straight. Screw that mask crap. I don't wear a mask in Arizona. I never trusted Dr. Fauci from the get-go. He's a murderer. No one is addressing all the infected immigrants coming across the border. Why is that not being addressed? Let's see. Oh, Merrick Garland is a buffoon and an idiot. Not a lawyer, but I'm pretty sure the Constitution states that the states are to determine what their election laws will be. Arizona already sued the DOJ, and SCOTUS voted in our favor. Keep sticking it to these idiots. Maria, I got you. I will keep sticking it to these idiots. In response to my tweet about how wearing masks outside is necessary now, according to some source here, Erica writes in, blank off is right, Buck. Thank you. That's right. I'm telling them, nope, not doing it anymore. Not doing it anymore. Let's see what else we got here. We got Dave up next. Buck, why can 30% of the illegal crossing migrants refuse the COVID vaccine without any apparent consequences, but Biden and crew flip out with 20 to 25% of U.S. citizens not signing up for the vaccine and facing repercussions? It's a good question, Dave. And the answer is that there are different rules for illegal immigrants. Democrats consider them to be a privileged class. We need to have laws that go out of their way to do everything possible to make illegal immigrants as comfortable in breaking into this country as possible. And so, yes, do they care at all about the hypocrisy that is on display? Do you care at all about, do the libs care at all about the fact that anybody seeing this would say, why do we create special privileges for people who aren't even supposed to be in the country in the first place? No, they don't. This is how they are. This is how they view things. They take pleasure in being able to enforce different rules against people based upon whether they are a favored constituency of the Democrat Party or not. Mike, Buck, I love the new Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show, but listening to your podcast is like being home again. Well, thanks so much, Mike. I really appreciate that. Like a band that made it big, coming back to play in your local club. I listen to both daily. Mike, you are the man. Thank you so much. And please make sure you continue to tell folks about this show. I do this for Team Buck, right? I've got to do a 3-hour radio show every day. I told them when they gave me that show, I said, I still want to do the Buck Sexton Show podcast every morning. I still want to do it, even though I'm doing a 3-hour radio show on the biggest radio platform in the country. So, yeah, that's where we are. That's what I have been wanting to do all longer, to keep doing it. But there are a lot of podcasts out there these days, so I really need you to tell anyone you know is a conservative or cares about the news, cares about media or just commentary, wants to learn some stuff, to check out the Buck Sexton Show on wherever they listen to podcasts. All right, Mike says, I've got an inkling the left is using COVID as a warm-up for their climate change push. Once they've squeezed the pandemic for all the control they can, the groundwork will have been set. Like body blows to a fighter, Americans will be tired of this fight. They'll be used to the heavier hand of government, outrageous spending, and the mantra that it's all been done in our best interest. To the left, a $30 trillion Green New Deal will be just more money to print. Keep up the good fight. I do believe, I agree with you here, Mike, that there's a very serious chance that they're going to try to mobilize right from this into climate change stuff. That's really what they're looking to do here. They're going to try to say, oh, well, the same way that we had to take away your freedoms, the same way that we had to use panic and fear in whatever way we could to get you to comply to save lives during COVID, even though, as we know, they didn't save lives. They just made everything worse. That's the problem. They've actually just made us all more miserable for no good reason. The only thing that has had any effect is real effect is the vaccine. And now they're trying to tell us that even with the vaccine, we have to do all these other things that had no real effect on the spread of COVID. It's because the data doesn't matter to them. This has become an emotional need that they have. They have to believe in this stuff. They will not let it go. Nathan writes in, Buck, I love the Team Buck podcast. Bring back Commie Bear. We haven't heard from him in a long time. We could do that. Dos vidanya, comrade. We could bring back Commie Bear. I've been saying that I would, but you know, if we get people spreading the word about the Team Buck podcast here, or the Buck Sexton Show podcast, which is I just do for the team. That's why I'm doing this every day. And also because I feel like you all know that if you listen to this, you have a direct line into me because I'm going to be reading all the messages for this show and you can reach me that way. Whereas on the big radio show, we got a staff of, gosh, I don't know, 10 people now. And we got a whole lot of folks, a whole lot of chefs in that kitchen. This is just me and producer Mark sitting down, letting it rip every morning. Well, Monday through Friday. So, yeah, Commie Bear would be a fun character to bring back into things. And I'm definitely considering it. It's just the Commie Bear character required to do it right. It requires some real time and effort, you know, so but I do want to get Commie Bear T-shirts in the mix again. Jeremiah, roll call TV show. Go with Ted Lasso on Apple TV. It's pretty funny. You'd like it since you played soccer. Thanks, Jeremiah. You are not the only one. Producer Mark, who today he's with us always, but he can't chat with me today because of situation in the studio. But producer Mark is also a big Ted Lasso fan, so I'll check it out. I'll tell you, I'm on episode 5, I think, of Deadwood. Deadwood's a great show. There's a lot of really salty language in it, but Deadwood, if you're okay with that, Deadwood's a very good show. I know it's old now, like 15 years old, but I still really enjoy it, and I'm looking for my next show. I've started to get into this British show, Humans, a little bit. It's a BBC show that's on Amazon Prime. It's pretty good. It's that whole synthetic human android concept that's been used in many other things. I was also watching last night, and I got too tired, so I taped it just so I could easily watch it again. Hacksaw Ridge. I still think Hacksaw Ridge is one of the best war movies I've seen. I just because I wasn't expecting to like it as much as I did. And I'm not a big fan of that Garfield kid or whatever his name is. I think Andrew Garfield as an actor. He's OK. He's OK. I don't have anything against him. I didn't think he'd be so solid in that role, but he was excellent. I think Hacksaw Ridge it might even be a top 10 war movie for me. That's how much I like it. I just think it's really good for what it is. And it's all very well put together, and it surprised me with how much I liked it. So I'm going to go finish that tonight. I'm having a pajama party for one tonight. I'm staying home and just going to be chilling out because it has been quite a week with a lot of things going on. I'm going to watch some Deadwood. I'm going to eat a little ice cream. Going to finish Hacksaw Ridge, which I've already seen probably 3 or 4 times, but I hadn't seen it in a while. No, I've seen it twice, but I want to watch it one more time. Lisa, I was looking for a podcast that I could relate to, and I found it. Perfect for my ride to work. Cannot listen to the fake news for another minute. I appreciate your honesty and humor. Can't wait to hear more. Keep up the great work. Lisa, welcome to Team Buck. Great to have you with me. Thank you so much. And please do, as I said, spread the word. This now, you know, the big radio show, I can have folks, you know, we're on 430 or so stations, and you know, we're reaching millions of people a week. So that I'm doing that, but then there's also this project, which is just, this is just Team Buck, man. This is the people that really want to have a daily chat with me, and we're not, there's no marketing behind it. It's just you telling people about it. And so sharing it with them, texting this podcast, say, hey, you should check this out on your way to work. That's how we spread the word. And I try to also move pretty quickly on this one so that you can really get what you need in the news cycle in 30 minutes, 35 minutes or less. Because I know that there's so much stuff out there. And so I want this to be, this is, you know, you can listen to the radio show at any point in the 3 hours, and you can always go back and listen to that podcast too. But if you're on your way to work,
especially for those of you who are on the West Coast, because this is coming out while you're still probably driving and commuting. But if you've only got time for, you know, 20 or 30 minutes to get what you really need from the news cycle, the idea is that this is your best option right here, the Buck Sexton Show. And our wonderful sponsors, who I really do want you to go check out. These are great products from people who are supporting what we're doing here by partnering with us. Secure is one of them. You know, true online privacy is in the past, and your online data seems to be under the magnifying glass by big tech. There's the anxiety of not having control of your online data while it's being manipulated and sold to advertisers. But now there's a new way with the ultimate privacy and cybersecurity communications tool in your hands to gain back some privacy. I want you to check out Secure, S-E-K-U-R, an instant messaging and email platform hosted in Switzerland, protecting your data with the strictest data privacy laws in the world. Secure, spelled S-E-K-U-R, uses proprietary encryption technology, an independent platform, and Swiss privacy laws to ensure complete privacy and security of your data on desktop and in transit. This is secure and private instant messaging and email, and it assures your conversations, messages, and data are kept completely safe and private. Secure does not mine your data and is not subject to the Cloud Act. Take back your freedom, privacy, and online security by going to sekur.com. That's secure.com. sekur.com. Use the coupon code BUCK for 1 week free and 25% off. Be sure and use coupon code BUCK. Go to secure, sekur.com, and regain your privacy. Also, go do something really fun this weekend. Go do something really worthwhile that you really enjoy and have been wanting to do. You know, that's my advice for all of us right now. I know there's all this anxiety out there and COVID and the economy, what's going to happen. Go do that thing that you've been meaning to do, whatever it is, you know, alone with your family, with friends. I'm going to be trying to play some tennis this weekend. I got my older brother in visiting from Miami. My brother's like Mr. Miami now. He's all tan and happy and fit, you know, and just he's just loving life. And he comes back and he's trying to convince me to move down there. And I want to. I've got my family here, though. I've got my adorable little nephew, baby Ryan, who's my sister's son. And he is the cutest little guy. And I've never spent a lot of time around a baby as an adult, honestly. This is the first baby that I've spent time with since I was a little kid and had little siblings who were babies. And so I understand how people just think it's the greatest thing in the world. You have this like adorable little like giggling, you know, chunk that you get to hug and take care of and you know, has the cutest little eyes and fingers and everything else. So my nephew, my little baby nephew is so much fun. I'm going to go visit him this weekend. I've got my older brother in town. I actually saw my little brother last night briefly as well. And, you know, I'm just trying to make every day count as much as I possibly can. And maybe that means relaxing and reading books. I'm reading a book right now on the 30 Years' War, which is very interesting. Very dense, though, because that period of history, the German states and the states of the Habsburgs and the Bourbons, and it's just there's a lot of information to take in to try to make sense of just all the players and what's going on. But I'm really, really enjoying it, and so I would recommend that to any of you. I'd say check it out. I've got better books to recommend for you. But what I'm really recommending is that you just find something you really want to do this weekend and do it. Go swim in that lake that's near your house that you've been meaning to go to. Cook that incredible pork barbecue recipe that you've been wanting to go for, or you know, brisket if you want to do some smoked brisket. It's basically August when you listen to this. A lot of you will be listening to it when it's August. I mean, the summer's going to fly by here. And I just think that we all need to take a moment to try to enjoy things. That's all. Because I know right now with the news and everything else and the Biden administration, it's such a mess. Go have some fun this weekend and send me a message. Tell me about it. Go to Facebook.com/Buck Sexton. Make sure you're also following me, please, on Instagram. I'm going to be more active there. Buck Sexton on Instagram. Send me messages there. I read them. Just please don't send me just a link. One thing I do want to say, people like to send me just a link. I'm not going to click on just a link for obvious reasons, nor will my team, because, you know, we don't want to get hacked. So make sure you say, hey, it's Bob from, you know, from the team and blah, blah. And then if you want to send me a link, that's fine. But don't just send a link. People always do that. Anyway, you all are the best. Thanks so much for being here with me. And I appreciate that. We've had a good month of podcast listening. I want to have an even better month next month. So spread the word and have a great weekend. Shields high. Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.